News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, is reporting a decline in the unemployment rate between January 2015 and January 2016. Director General of the PIOJ, Colin Bullock, says as at January this year, the unemployment rate was 13.3%, a 1% decrease when compared to the rate for January 2015 and 0.2 percentage points lower than the rate for October 2015.
The number of persons employed increased by 31,400 persons relative to January 2015. There was an increase in the labor force by 21,500 persons to 1,341,700 persons.
Mr. Bullock adds that the total number of employed persons as at January 2016 stood at 1,163,000. The Senate on Tuesday, May 31, passed the Appropriations Bill, which allows the government to use budgeted funds for its programs over fiscal year 2016-2017. Deputy Leader of Government Business in the Upper House, Senator Ruel Reid, who piloted the bill, said the government has been deliberate in its early actions to focus on economic growth and job creation.
This means we are tapping all the resources of Team Jamaica, both locally and in the diaspora, allowing persons with experience to share the wealth of this resource in order to fashion a prosperity pathway that is consultative, prescriptive, and ultimately responsive.
Senator Reid says for the medium term, meaningful jobs will be created by facilitation of a faster and sustainable reduction of the public debt and the laying of a strong foundation towards prosperity. The development of Jamaica's natural gas market is being advanced. Chair of the Electricity Sector Enterprise Team ESET, Dr. Vincent Lawrence, says a liquefied natural gas LNG supply and gas terminal project to boost the natural gas market locally is progressing on schedule. Dr. Lawrence made the disclosure as he provided an update on the country's electricity generation projects during a press conference at the office of the Prime Minister recently. He says a gas supply agreement between the Jamaica Public Service JPS and New Fortress Energy NFE, which was selected as the developer of the LNG project, has been finalized.
The environmental permit for the gas terminal, the application for the permit has been submitted to NEPA by New Fortress Energy. Engineering on the project has commenced, and the expected completion of the gas terminal is around mid-2018.
The government is moving to shift the Jamaican electricity sector from an oil-dominated structure to an LNG-dominated system within the next 2 to 3 years. And Prime Minister Andrew Holness has renewed calls for Jamaicans to exercise safety and discipline on the island's roads. Speaking on behalf of the Prime Minister at the launch of Road Safety Month 2016 on Wednesday, Minister Without Portfolio Derek Smith said passengers of public passenger vehicles and pedestrians also have a part to play in ensuring their safety. He says often passengers turn a blind eye to overloaded vehicles and instances of drivers operating under the influence of alcohol.
And appeal to the motoring public, particularly operators of public passenger vehicles, to exercise a lot more caution on our roads. Drive responsibly and stay within designated speed limits. Remember, driving carefully save lives, time, and money.
The Prime Minister also lamented that there have been approximately 300 road fatalities every year over the past 10 years. 151 persons have lost their lives in road crashes since the start of the year. Road Safety Month 2016, an initiative of the Jamaica Gasoline Retailers Association, JGRA, is being staged under the theme Road Safety for Life. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
All criminal matters except for some matters under the Dangerous Drugs Act are petty session matters entitled an accused to legal aid. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.